We have no template for this. This hasn't happened in modern times, where we're 100 days about before the election, and we have a change in the Democratic nominee, the presumptive nominee, and the incumbent president. So while we've gotten off to kind of a fast start here, I mean, in the space of a couple hours, we saw Vice President Harris really command significant support in the Democratic Party. It's certainly not over yet. We're going to have, I think, some weeks of real turbulence ahead as Democrats figure out what they're doing and as Republicans figure out how to counter this new and unexpected challenger to former President Trump.
And you just wrote about President Biden's legacy in light of how things have sort of ended here. What is the president's legacy?
You know, I think it was concern about protecting his legacy that was the final straw that convinced him to step away from this nomination, which he was very reluctant to do. He has a legacy of someone who has had a remarkable political career for half a century and who had took over the presidency at a time of great turmoil and trouble. And now the concern, I think, from some of his advocates was he was going to lead the party to disaster in this November and obscure other aspects of his legacy. Now, he's chosen, of course, not to do that.
Kind of interesting that he started as such a young person in the political world, and now, you know, he's run into these age issues.
You know, Michelle, that's right. When he was first elected to the Senate, when he was sworn in, he was 30 years old. People would say, "Are you too young to be a senator?" He would say, "Watch me." And that is just what he was saying in his 80s, 81 years old now, the oldest president in American history, when questions were raised about his mental acuity. But I think he just reached the point where those questions about his ability, his fitness for another 4 years in office, just took over. And now he's taken this quite historic step of stepping back.
Susan, we were just talking about the president's legacy and the logic for him stepping down being to preserve his legacy. But does this count as a graceful exit, being that he botched the debate performance so badly that he got to this point?
Well, I think there will be questions about why he chose to run for another term. You know, certainly it would have been easier for Democrats to have a graceful transition if he had never announced he was going to seek a second term, or if he had made this announcement at the end of last year instead of now, so late in this process. But I think that will be for another day. I think we are in for an amazing 100 days ahead of us, including the next couple weeks before the Democratic convention in Chicago.